Joining us on the phone this morning is Senator Al Franken. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Actually, in Minnesota.
You are?
Yeah, in fact, I'm driving up to Duluth today. I'm coming up towards you anyway.
Well, let's talk about guns and mental health, the mental health aspect of it, and using jails and prisons instead of mental health facilities.
This bill that I'm introducing today, I started work on about a year ago. And so it's not, I mean, obviously in the wake of Sandy Hook, there's been a lot of talk about the mental health piece of that. And people talk about culture and they talk about obviously guns and they talk about mental health. The bill I'm introducing is certainly tied to violence. It's really a reauthorization of a bill that was first passed in 2004 called MIOCRA, which is about mental illness and crime and about and treatment. And basically, we have the largest prison population in the world by far. We have 5% of the world's population in the United States, but we have 25% of the prisoners in the world. About 30% of prisoners are really there because they have mental illness. And this is not good for them. It's not good for us. It's very expensive. It doesn't do the job. People with mental illness, when they're released, tend to come back. What this bill will do is continue mental and build upon mental health courts. Mental health courts are designed when a judge and prosecutor decide and the police decide that this is about a mental health issue. That's how that is dealt with. And then there are kind of community solutions and or treatment solutions for this person. And very often that works a lot better than throwing someone in prison where their mental illness will only get worse. When you talk about Sandy Hook, or you're talking about these shooters who, in almost every case, I mean, anyone who massacres a whole bunch of people is crazy, I think. But in pretty much every one of these cases, that has been the case, that this person has very diagnosable mental illness, and we're not catching it. And one of the things we really need to do is have mental health professionals in our schools so this can be identified early. And if this is treated early, these kids with mental illness are no more violent than the general population. But if it's not treated and it's allowed to get worse and worse, that's when these people start to become more paranoid and more violent. When there's early intervention, when there are mental health professionals in the school who can identify and treat mental health issues early, there's higher graduation rates, the people are more successful, and we have less problems.
Representative Tony Cornish. Okay, state representative. He said he plans to introduce a bill that would allow teachers to carry weapons. Is that a good idea or a bad idea?
I don't think necessarily putting more guns in schools is a great idea. I think the evidence has been that the more guns there are, actually more dangerous the setting. I think you want to create in a school a feeling of safety. Schools are still the safest place to be. What happened in Sandy Hook, you know, we had one in Red Lake, obviously, too. In Red Lake, they had an armed guard, or at least they had a guard. I think he was armed. In Columbine, they had armed guard. I really think that isn't necessary. That having more guns in schools, to me, is not the solution.
Before I let you go, the House did not renew the Violence Against Women Act. How are we going to change that, or can we change that?
VAWA, okay, the Violence Against Women Act. That's something we passed in the Senate. It's basically what it does is to give people who have been victims of domestic violence resources, you know, transitional housing. There are all kinds of provisions in this. Some people don't understand what VAWA is, what Violence Against Women Act is. They say, isn't violence against women already illegal? Well, it is. You know, this is about a whole bunch of measures to mitigate this and to make it, to have a response to something that's actually a very, very all too common problem in our society. There are a couple provisions in this that I think are very important. one out of three Indian women are raped in their lifetime, and most often it's done by not members of their community, not by other Indians. The reservation has no authority to prosecute, and as a result, these abusers really do so with impunity. Part of this law, which I think is very important, is giving tribal communities the jurisdiction to prosecute. It's been reauthorized, never been partisan until this year, and in the House, we've had problems getting it passed.
Is there any way to revive it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're not going to give up on this. This is something we have to do. I guess in the new Congress, we'll pass it in the Senate and send it over to the House again. I think we're going to be able to do it. I think that we're going to be able to get more things done. We have to come to some kind of balanced agreement on our fiscal issues so we can move forward and spend the time on the kind of policy legislation that needs to, just all kinds of things that we need to do to move this country forward. And once we get these fiscal issues done, I think we'll get to VAWA, and then we'll also get these other very, very important things for our economy and our health and our kids' education.
Okay, we've been speaking with Minnesota's U.S. Senator Al Franken. We will let you go and talk to you again soon. Take care.
Okay, thanks, Jay.